Welcome to Limit.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can I just say that we are all very, very happy to hear that Selimet has spoken in Spain to the healing group.
Thank you, my dear friend. Mother, I am happy to be back here with you all.
Yeah, we're happy to have you finally. Very happy.
Firstly, this time, let us welcome back the one known to you as Paul, and also to our dear lady friend, whom we have not seen for some time.
Thank you.
I feel that the gentleman has come back to us rejuvenated spiritually.
Yes, it was a good period for spiritual thinking and rejuvenation. Thank you.
Yes. It is good for each one of you to have some spiritual time. Is the lady okay?
She's going to have to have a cough.
She's got a cough in a moment.
Yes. See what we can do for her.
Thank you.
It would not be, we feel, inappropriate, my dear friend, if you were to place your hands upon our dear guest this evening.
Yeah.
It would help her head if you would do so.
You mean the elderly lady?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. I feel as we have come together once more that I will take any questions at this time.
Could I just say, this isn't a question, it's just of interest really, because you said to us that we would find, look to the seas and we would get some more information, some more knowledge.
Yes.
And I was just reading in the paper and they found that a fish called a zeta fish has neurons in it that they think they might be able to use to help people with motor neuron disease.
Yes.
So that's one of the examples, I'm sure, of what you said to us.
Yes. Just be vigilant as time goes on. There is much to come.
Yes.
Mankind is looking now for all new searching for helping their fellow man.
Yes.
And that spirit alone is very good. But thank you for bringing it to the attention of others.
Not at all. I found it of great interest, especially after what you'd said. So thank you for telling us.
Yes. Good.
Yes, it occurred to me recently that there is a great order in natural things looked at scientifically. The chemical elements, hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, and so forth, each element increases one in terms of charge for the particles, the nucleus. Similarly, with in physics, the frequencies are very orderly in their increasing from through the bands of frequencies. Eventually, scientists will get more into an understanding of spirit. And I just wondered if they are likely to encounter a similar degree of orderliness within the spirit domains, and what makes it up. Does that question make sense?
Yes, of course, my dear, and let me first say to you that all of creation is orderly, as you say. Without it, there would be chaos. I believe that is one of your words you would use. Yes, your scientists, physicists, all of your ists in your world are looking and searching for more knowledge. And that is the nature of humankind. That is a part of being human. And yes, there has to be order within spirit. As I have said, your scientists will continue to discover more and more. But infinite knowledge will never be made known to them because of the very fact of being human. But there is still much that they can discover about spirit and the continuance of the life force.
And I suspect in passing over to spirit, they may well continue to discover more.
Yes. That desire will most likely stay with them in order for them to discover more, of course. That would be a natural progression for them.
Thank you.
But whilst they are absorbed with seeking and finding, they really are losing what a spirit is there to teach them about. But the time will come when they will find satisfaction to their questions, and only then will they be able to let go of that seeking.
Yes.
I hope that has helped you, my dear friend.
Very much, yes, thank you. Yes, I feel more and more these days that spirituality and religion and science are all three coming together rather nicely.
Yes. There has to be progression. There has to be. We cannot stand still. And neither can your scientists stand still. Mm. Because they have inquiring minds.
Yes.
And remember that those people have in part been responsible of much good knowledge.
Oh, yes.
Yes. You cannot forget that.
No, no. That is very true. We seem to have gone through a period of having, shall I say, three separate camps.
Yes.
But I think there will ultimately be a great advantage when all three come together.
Yes. That recognition of going forward, my dear friend, is slowly, I say slowly, beginning to take place. Yes.
Yes, that's but, nice to have your confirming words on that.
Yes, but remember that time is not the same in our world. I hope that helps you.
It does indeed. Thank you very much.
Do we have any more questions at this time?
Any questions, Paul?
I did write one down, but I think I can remember. You've talked a lot over the years about the power of thought.
Yes.
It's a central part of your teaching.
Yes.
I've been reading about how thinking anger, it's thoughts. Some people use the analogy of a magnet that your thinking attracts other sorts or similar thoughts to you. Some describe it as the law of attraction. So your thoughts, what goes on in your head or in your thinking anyway, it begins to affect your reality around you. And
your thoughts, my dear friend,
yeah,
creates your reality.
Right.
It is so powerful.
Right.
Yes.
And another idea was that the and you've always stressed the importance of monitoring your thoughts and
yes,
and keeping a check on them and changing them where necessary. One idea that I read was the using your feelings to help monitor your thinking. So if you're feeling negative, feeling unhappy, then that should tell you that your thoughts are not in the right way. So whenever you're feeling unhappy or negative, you should always go straight to your thinking and try to change it to...
Or do you not feel, my dear friend, that the negativity of your thoughts creates the feelings?
Yeah. Yes.
It is a two-way mirror.
Right.
Where one affects the others. All negativity of thought should be dispersed as soon as possible. Because of the power that lies behind them.
Right.
So, it is a one or the other.
Mm-hmm. And if we then try to start focusing on the more positive thoughts and one idea is that we try and think about things that we want, because in focusing on what we want, not focusing selfishly on things that are material necessarily, but if we can follow connect with what we really want to be doing in life, and then I think, can that be that? Would that put you in touch with your guides?
Of course. One thought, my dear friend, can place you before your guides and helpers. The power of the thought is all essential in creating your reality.
Yes, so I think sometimes we feel that we're being selfish if we're focusing on things that we want in life. But
if your desire is spiritually based, if it is to help you to attain greater spirituality, growth, understanding, love, then that cannot be selfish. Yes. So of course I have always told you that the power of your thought is the most powerful force that you possess.
Yeah. And it seems to be a useful tool to think about. So you're when you're feeling bad, feeling unhappy, that's the time to change your thinking.
You can only feel bad, my dear friend, if the negative thought is already in existence. So I would suggest the negative thought comes first, then the negative feelings.
Right.
And you?
Yes, yeah.
You understand?
Yes.
But if you are not aware of the negative thought, then of course your feelings will then help you to understand and to change that thought pattern.
Right.
Yes.
And are these feelings sometimes coming from our guides who are nudging us with our feelings to change our thinking?
Of course, they would be there to help, to uplift you in any way that they can. You, my dear friends, are never alone. There is always someone who is there to help, to pick you up, to help you to recognize all this negativity in everyday living. And of course, the more you are in tune with those guides and helpers, the better and the easier your life can be. You understand?
I think it's possible to feel happy in possibly any situation if your mind is very, very positive.
Yes.
I think. But I still feel that if you find, well, speaking for myself, if you find the work that perhaps you maybe agreed to do or really were destined to do, then I think the happiness, I'm sure that the happiness is greater still. Would I be right in saying that?
Of course, if you are happy in your everyday world, you will attract those people to you.
Who will help.
Will bring greater happiness. Like does attract like. In the same way that negative forces will always attract that negativity.
So those people that are a bit depressed, and I'm thinking of one particular person, a young person, how could...
Because spiritually, my dear friends, it is a selfish emotion.
Oh, right, yes, I think you told us that before.
That creates these the feelings of darkness and doubt.
Oh, right, yes. So
you to, understand.
Yes, so if that young lad could start thinking about somebody else, then that would probably lift him out of it.
Yes, of course.
And what about stress? If you're stressed, maybe you know not. Maybe not. It's a selfish stress. It may be stressed about somebody else, just worried about somebody else. Whatever.
Yes.
Is that sort of also a bit negative? Or
of course, you all have free will. You all know and understand that stress can be relieved, and you know my words. The best way to relieve any stress is to go within.
Yes.
To join with those who stand close to you. Listen to that inner voice which is always ready to help you.
If there are people who are stressed who don't believe in spirit.
Yes.
Can they help themselves at all, or they just need to change their thinking then?
Sometimes need help, and of course, as I have said earlier, no one is ever completely alone.
No.
So. There sometimes happens that they receive a feeling of determination to help themselves, and that comes from spirit.
Yes, right. So
you understand.
So probably, if we asked for help, healing for them,
yes, it will be received, of course, and help available to them.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes, but each one of you, my dear friends, are responsible for your lives, for those thoughts that you send forth, and of course people such as yourself are good for sitting quietly and listening to the help available to you.
Yes.
Others are not so fortunate and may struggle just that little bit more. It it is therefore good, my dear friends, that you sit quietly and send those good thoughts out to them and to our world, that we may come closer to them. It is a great responsibility for those of you who have knowledge, because unless you utilize that knowledge, you will not go forward.
So thank you for all the reminders you keep giving us.
Yes, I begin to sound sometimes what you call an echo.
Well, we like your echo anyway.
We need it.
Yes.
Anyway, could I ask you a question?
Yes.
A friend of ours called Gary Sandaneri, he asked if you could give him some advice regarding getting back to good health, because he's been suffering from ME for a few years, I think he doesn't really. I don't know if he thinks it's past life related, or, but I don't know whether you would be able to give him any advice.
Please repeat his name.
It's Gary Sandaleri. He likes to channel.
Yes. I do not find a past life connection.
No.
With this one.
You don't?
No. I feel, my dear friend, that at some point in this life, mm-hmm. there has been some trauma.
Mm-hmm.
I feel at an early age,
mm-hmm.
which is now resulting in this condition.
Yes. I wondered that too, actually.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We will send out thoughts to him, mm-hmm. to help him. It is debilitating for many people in your world.
Yes.
But again, I will stress, and it is part of what we have been speaking about.
Mm-hmm.
It is about right thinking.
Yes, I
right thinking.
Yes. Yes. I hope that will help.
Thank you. I will pass it on to him.
Yes. He must ask for help.
Yes. Yes, I think he has gifts, actually, in spiritual work, which he would like to probably develop more.
Yes. He needs to have more contact with those guides and helpers,
yes.
who will then help,
yes.
to strengthen,
yes.
the physical body in order that the work can take place.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
But he has a responsibility to do so,
yes.
to adjust the thinking,
yes.
to that physical body.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm sure that will help him a lot.
My daughter Emily also had that ME. That, she's been a few times here.
Yes.
And she had physical help, but that actually has changed her thinking. And
yes.
So I don't know which came first, whether she decided, you know, her thinking started to change and the physical help helped, or once she'd had the physical help, then her thinking changed.
Thinking had to change,
yes,
before there was any change within the physical being.
Yes.
Until that spark of inclination to be well is there, then the body will not recover.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yes,
but of course, that is why you have physicians on your earth to help those in need. But initially, that spark comes from within.
I also feel with her that maybe she needed that for that spark to come, because
yes,
she's certainly grown enormously since.
And she will continue to do so, provided her thinking remains the same.
Good, thank you, that's nice to know.
Sally, could I just ask, the lady that I sing with, who dances, Kate, I feel such a strong connection to her. Have we been together before, Kate Coulihan?
Any strong bond of spirit is a sign of recognition.
Ah, yeah.
Yes. I cannot at this time tell you what, but it normally indicates a recognition.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Now, I feel for this time, my dear friends, that we will close this evening and ask our dear lady who has just spoken to take us on a little journey which will close our meeting at this time. If she is happy,
yes, I'm happy
to do so. As always, dear friends, I leave you and know that until we come together once more, I encompass you all in great love and light.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.